Yud Tes Shabbat, Sunday the 4th of February, Rabbi Moshe Bezalel Grosnas, Kiddush HaChodesh, and the link to Purim. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Wiesenfeld, Lilu Nishmas Ras Chavo Dvorah Bas Simcha Yisrael, and by Family Wiesenfeld, Lilu Nishmas Rabbi Yitzchok Yaakov, and by Family Marieki, Lilu Nishmas Ras Chavo Bas Rav Moshe Mordechai.
Last time we were here, we spoke about the Rosh Chodesh and the relevance to it being a Yom Tov for the women.
Oh yeah.
So this time we'll go a step further and talk about Kiddush HaChodesh and its connection to Purim. We all know that the non-walled cities celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar. And the walled cities celebrate Purim on the 15th of Adar.
Yeah.
And the Ramban and many other Rishonim are very bothered as to why is Purim split into 2 days. Why do we find, you know, that one group of Yidden are doing Purim on one day and another group of Yidden are doing Purim on another day? We're making the Torah sort of, we're making Klal Yisrael into groups and groups. So the Ramban has a big chiddush, and we're going to take the Ramban's mahalach today. There's more classical mahalachim, but this is the mahalach of the Ramban. He says, at the time of the Purim story, most of Klal Yisrael, Anshe Knesset HaGedolah and the Leviim, were in Eretz Yisrael. It's not like we usually think. And he says, this was with the permission of Koresh, right? He had started to build the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Klal Yisrael returned to Eretz Yisrael. And when we talk about Ezra coming up, that's afterwards. He only came up with some people. That's the some people that were left in Bavel. But most of Klal Yisrael were already in Eretz Yisrael. He then asks, you may ask, it says in the Pasuk in Megillah, Yeshnoi am echod mefuzo o mefoirot bein ha'amim. Haman's taina is, there's a nation scattered amongst the nations. So you see they're not mainly in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, no, it's still true that they're mainly in Eretz Yisrael. But that's still a good description of the Jewish nation, who sort of has the embassy in every country. He then goes on to explain, according to this, why there's a difference between the walled cities and the non-walled cities. He says, obviously, if Ahasuerus said to destroy Klal Yisrael, the main danger was for the people in Eretz Yisrael, because that's where Rov Klal Yisrael was, and that's where the biggest effort would be to destroy Klal Yisrael. Now, the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael that were in walled cities were not so afraid, because they were in fortified cities. They could, you know, set up their men on the wall and guard it. However, the people in the open cities were in danger, in great danger. We all know the Nes happened, and the Yidden worldwide fought on the 13th, and rested on the 14th, and in Shushan they fought also on the 14th, and rested on the 15th. And therefore that very first year of Purim, there was a Yom Tov. You can look in the Psukim, it's Mavua, the very first year, that's very clear that there was a Yom Tov on the days that they rested. However, says the Tashbats, in Chela Gimel Reish Sadi Zayin, according to this Ramban, you should know, then the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have to rest. They never fought in the first place, because the Goyim didn't bother entering the walled cities. They weren't up to there yet, and they were already driven back on the 13th day. So they fought in Shushan, yes, also on the 14th day, and in all other places on the 13th day. But in the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael, where there was only Yidden within the walls, and they were fortified, they never fought, they never rested. They were always resting. And therefore, they never even had the very first Yom Tov of Purim. This is what the Tashbat says, according to the Ramban. Now, the next year, there wasn't an official Purim anywhere. There was no official Purim. However, the non-fortified cities in Eretz Yisrael, and maybe worldwide, decided that since they had been in such danger, and they'd been saved, it's correct to continue what they did the year before, and on the 14th day, they continued the practice of celebrating that they rested from their enemies. However, walled cities, specifically the walled cities of Eretz Yisrael, as we mentioned, didn't necessarily have anything on that Purim. There was no takona yet. A while later, this is what the Ramban says, a while later, it's actually Meduyuk in the Pasuk, yeah? The Pasuk says, in Perek Tes Yutes, Al Kena Yehudim HaProzim, Oisim Es Yoim Yudala, the Chodesh Ador, Simcha Omishte. The Yidin in the open cities continue to make the Simcha Omishte. This is after we've already mentioned that very year they made the Simcha Omishte on Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Because this was the continuation, was their own practice. After a while, the Beis Din of Mordechai Tzadik finds some remez in the Torah, I leave that for you to research, that you're meant to make a Yom Tov Purim. I.e., that these non-walled cities were correct in what they did. They actually were mechaven to Das Torah. And therefore Mordechai instituted that everyone should do what these non-fortified cities are doing, celebrate the Yom Tov of Purim. And he spread this, if you take a look in the Pesukim, you'll see that he sent out the letters to all of Klal Yisrael. That means fortified and non-fortified, even though the fortified cities sat back, but after all they were in danger, who knows, had there not been Nisim, the Goyim could have got even to the fortified cities. So there was some danger there as well, and therefore it's really relevant to everyone, and the Yom Tov of Purim is set up. However, says Rambam, since it's true to say that there's a bigger miracle for the non-walled cities, and not only that, the non-walled cities have a certain merit, that they instigated a custom that actually was Mechavan Ladas Torah and came to be Purim. Therefore we leave the non-fortified cities on their day, Yud Dalet, that's for them. No one else can have that day. Only the non-fortified cities. The fortified cities didn't have as great a ness and didn't practice this custom at the beginning by themselves. They are pushed off. We want to keep this day special for the real place where Purim's mainly, the main Ness of Purim happened, that's in the non-fortified cities, and we push off the fortified cities to another day. Now, which other day should we put them? Has to be relevant to Purim. So we put them on the 15th, which was the day that in Shushan they rested. But it's got nothing to do with Shushan per se. It's just that we don't want the same day for the fortified cities as the non-fortified cities. That's the Ramban's Mahalach. He then asks another famous question. So, fine. We have walled cities, non-walled cities. What is the date that we have to go after to define a walled city? You know, since when was it walled in order for it to be a walled city? So one would assume the Purim story. But the Gemara brings a man to Omar, which is how we paskin, has to be walled from Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun. Why? Says Ramban, this is the Mahalach of Moshe Rishonim, it's just the Ramban has to make an extra twist here, that even though most of Klal Yisrael were back in Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael was still a destroyed land, right? The Eden had just come back, they were just rebuilding. Many of the walled cities didn't have walls anymore. And therefore, it would not be covered for Eretz Yisrael if we'd say we are considering only walls from the times of the Shushan story, because then Eretz Yisrael would be recognized as with hardly any walls, and it would be disrespectful. But a little bit more, the Tashbat says that the main point of the Ramban was the open cities were petrified, in Eretz Yisrael mainly, because that's where the main fight would be, and the walled cities were calm. That would say that in Yerushalayim, they were scared, because Yerushalayim was not walled at that time. So it's true that the main nest actually was in a place like Yerushalayim, which was non-walled, but it's disrespectful to regard Yerushalayim as a place that they were scared. We don't remember that. Therefore, we put Yerushalayim in the box of the walled cities, because we go with Yemois Yeshua Ben Nun, and it's true that Yerushalayim actually should be celebrating on Yud Dalet, because it's a prozi, but we put it with the other cities in Eretz Yisrael that were walled, and the idea is that the non-walled cities had the main ness and their new Dalit. The walled cities had their ness, somewhat of a ness, on Tezvov was the celebration, and we put some extra cities in with that as respect, like Yerushalayim. This also helps us to understand, if we can put Yerushalayim, even though really the Ness of Yerushalayim was on, the fight was in Yud Gimel and the rest was in Yud Dalet, if we can put that in the box with the Tezvov Simcha, even though it really wasn't, it was in danger, it also helps us understand the walled cities around the world. Because the walled cities around the world, the Chayra, were in as much danger as the Jews in Eretz Yisrael in the open cities, because they were in walled cities with Goyim. It didn't help them, the fortifications. And yet, all walled cities worldwide do Tezvov. The answer is, the Eretz Yisrael, as we said, was the main battle area. And in Eretz Yisrael, the walled cities weren't in so much danger, and therefore we pushed them off to Tezvov. Therefore, we convey it for respect for Eretz Yisrael, and because the main goings on was in Eretz Yisrael, we say everything goes according to Eretz Yisrael, Tezvov for the walled cities. And Limos Yeshua Benon to make Yerushalayim part of that. And worldwide is bottled to Eretz Yisrael and follows the rules of Eretz Yisrael, that Tezvov is the day of the Yom Tov. The Tashbatz goes on to say actually something very interesting, that even if Rav Klal Yisrael were not in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and therefore we can't exactly say the Ramban's Vort, that here was the Hatzolah of most of Klal Yisrael and the danger of most of Klal Yisrael, but still Eretz Yisrael by us is the most Choviv, the most precious, and therefore the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael is most precious, and we don't want to see it destroyed, and therefore we recognize the miracle there more than anywhere else, and that's why we talk about the walled cities in Eretz Yisrael and the open cities in Eretz Yisrael, and everywhere else in the world follows what happened in Eretz Yisrael.
How do we know which cities were walled at the time of Yerushalayim?
We don't know nowadays, they knew then. Yerushalayim was one of those cities.
But Yerushalayim wasn't conquered by Yerushalayim, and we don't know if they had a walled.
We know it was walled by Moshe Shabbinu. Yerushalayim is the only city we know.
Not today, the old.
The old, yeah.
So why today the Shlaim?
That's a big Shiloh, how it connects, some of Vanira, etc. That's a whole sugya.
If we're saying the main days took place in Eretz Yisrael, then we should be saying Hallel, or one of the reasons we don't say Hallel.
Yes, it's a very good question. They ask it, that why don't we say Hallel on Purim if the main Ness was in Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is that the main sort of outcomes of the Ness was in Eretz Yisrael, but the actual, where everything took place was in Shushan, and therefore it's still called the Ness of Chutz La'aretz. Can't remember who asks it, but it could be it's even the Ramban himself. I saw it. Okay. Now, the halacha is that if Purim falls on Shabbos, which doesn't happen this year, just about, if Purim falls on Shabbos, then there's a discussion as to when to make the Suda of Purim. Now the Torah stresses in Tofresh Peches, don't think we're discussing Purim that chal on that. When we discuss Purim that is chal on Shabbos, do not think we're talking about Purim in Chutz La'aretz, Purim Yud Dalet. We're talking about Purim Tezvov, because Purim Yud Dalet will never land on Shabbos. And then we have a discussion: when is Sudas Purim of Yerushalayim when it lands on Shabbos? Is it on Shabbos or is it on Sunday? The halacha is it's on Sunday, because the Beis Yosef brings that the Yerushalmi says, La'asos oisom Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, you have to make it into Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, and Shabbos is already Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, so you're going to make it into Mishta V'Simcha, and therefore you push it off to Sunday. There were some that held to do it on Shabbos, and they did this in practice, but the minhag is to do it on Sunday. Now why can't the Purim of Chutz La'aretz, the Yud Dalet Purim, fall, or the Purim of the open cities, why can't it fall on Shabbos? Why not? Sorry, you're right, but the question is why. So, yes, correct, there is such a halacha in Siman Tov Chof Ches, that Purim cannot fall, Yud Dalet cannot fall on Shabbos. But let me be makdim to you the following yesoidus, two yesoidus about Kiddush HaKodesh. The Eli Rabbi speaks this out very clearly in Tov Chof Ches. The first one is that there are months that are full. There are months that have 30 days. And there are months that have 29 days. They're chaserim, they are missing. The months that are full are called melochim, kings. They're full. The months that are missing a day are called Mesharsim. And this explains why there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh and 1 day Rosh Chodesh. If you think about it, you'll understand that the 30th day goes over to the next month in Rosh Chodesh terms. If it finishes at 29, there is no 30th day to go over to the next month, so it's just the very first day of the next month. Now I'll just give you a quick rundown. What are the Melochim and what are the Mesharsim? So Nisan is called a Melech. It's got the Chag HaMatzos inside. It can't be empty. It's Chosh of a month. So Nisan's a Melech. It's full. Straight after it is Iya, it's Chosa. And it goes like that the whole way. Mole Chosa, Mole Chosa. 6 months Mole, 6 months Chosa. For instance, Shvat is Mole. Why is it Mole? Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Therefore it's Mole. Ador is Chosa. So a year, if it's going Kesidra, if it's going in order, it's 6 Malayim and 6 Chaserim. 12 months, 6 Malayim, 6 Chaserim. If you need to add a day, can't go into the reasons now, but if you need to add a day, then you take Mar Cheshvan, which is a Chosa, only has 29 days, and you add a day. If you need to detract, take off a day, then you take from Kislev 1 day, and you take from being a 30 day month to a 29 day month. That is the pattern, and basically, Shona Kesidro is when it's 6 months Malayim, 6 months Chaserim. Shona Shleimo, full year, is when it's 7 months Malayim, because we also added to Mar Cheshvan, and 5 months Chaserim. And a Shona Chasera, a year that's lacking, is when we took away from Mar Cheshvan as well, and it's 7 months Chaserim, and 5 months Malayim. There's also one more rule, and that is that Adar can sometimes be 2 months in a leap year, right? Adar can be 2 months. The first Adar will be a Mole, 30 days, and the second Adar will be a Chosa. That's Yisoid Aleph. Yisoid Beis. So, we could go through his Arichus Gedoyah. I don't want to go through it all, but we'll just take Purim. Loi Zavad Purim. Salocha and Simtoch Chof Ches, Yif Aleph, Kil Shachodesh. Shabbos, Monday, Wednesday, Purim of Yudalad will not fall. Why? So, the Bi'al Halacha goes through this for Arichus, and basically, it comes out like this. The whole reason why we nowadays have a calendar that goes according to a certain cheshbon, and we want to make sure that 2 scenarios don't happen. We don't want Hoshana Rabba to land on Shabbos, because if it does, we won't be able to do Hoshanas. And we don't want Yom Kippur to land either Friday or Sunday. Because if it does, then one of the reasons given in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof is a mace would have to sit for 2 days. It have to be left for 2 days and it brings Sirochen. It's not covered a mace. Right? Yom Tov, there's Kulas, but Yom Kippur and Shabbos are both the same. And therefore, we make sure that Yom Kippur never falls either on a Friday or a Sunday. So it shouldn't be consecutive with Shabbos. So, these are questions discussed, but these are the 2 main issues that Chazal saw to make the cheshbon with. These issues alone are Pela, Tzumo, never mind that one, because to move up a whole cycle, to Pesach not be when it's meant to be, because you want the Hoshana Rabbah to have the banging of the Hoshanas, is something that's Matzmiah Mo'oid, and the Rabbah says it's not the main reason. No time to elaborate now, but it's all Derech Agav that this comes about this way. There's a much deeper reason as to why we make sure the calendar falls the way it does. But beneath the surface, this is one of the outcomes. Now, if Purim was to be on Wednesday, then Hoshana Rabbah would be on Shabbos. And if Purim was to be either on Shabbos or on Monday, then Yom Kippur would land up either Friday or Motzei Shabbos. I'll leave the maths to you. And therefore, Purim, relevant to our case, Purim of Yudalad will never fall on Shabbos, so that Yom Kippur will not be in the wrong time. Now, Machavruta, in the morning, Rabbi Yontov Zanga, he asked me the following question. It says in the Mishnah Mefureshes, Maseches Megillah, it's a Mishnah base, Perigalach Mishnah base. that Purim is Chal on the 14th of Purim, right? 14th of Adar is Chal on Shabbos. And all the other dates as well. You take a look at the second Mishnah and Megillah. They all work out to be that Purim lands on those dates. And we just said it can't be. So another Yom Tov asked the question. The Tosfos Yom Tov. Yeah, the Tosfos Yom Tov asked the question. And he answers very simply. He says, there's two ways of having a calendar. There's the way we do it, which is Alpi Cheshbon. And therefore we have to make sure, you know, that we do everything according to these rules. There's a different way altogether, and that's what they did back in the day. Kiddush HaChodesh, Eidim came, they saw the moon, and this is how they would kaveh the Chadoshim. Kiddush HaChodesh, first of all, Purim can land on Shabbos. Yom Kippur will be on Friday. First of all, that's not for sure, because it all depends when the Eidim came. So everything can go out of sync. There isn't this pattern that I just gave you, you know, absolute pattern. It just goes when the Eidim came and when Beis Din feel it relevant to Yom Kippur Chodesh. And secondly, it could be, again, I can't elaborate, that it could be that it's not so important that Yom Kippur shouldn't fall on Friday and shouldn't fall on Matzah Shabbos and that Shana Rabbah shouldn't fall on Shabbos. It's only if we're using the calendar of Cheshbon. But if you're using Kiddush HaChodesh the way they used to do, it could be, according to Eli Rabbah, that it doesn't matter if it lands on those dates. Okay. After having understood that there's a chiluk between Kiddush HaChodesh and Cheshbon, the way we do the Chadoshim Alpi Cheshbon, let us come to some drush. Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz in Yaros Tavash, Chelik Beis, Drush Tes, brings out the following question from the Gemara Megillah Tes, Vav Amud Aleph. It says in the Gemara, Vayavo Mordechai was over. What was he over on? Melamed, Sha'ova, Yom Tov Aleph, Shal Pesach, Betainis, they had the fast, and they were fasting and being over. They're not allowed to fast on Yom Tov, and they missed the Dalet Koisus and the Matzahs, etc. Now, there's a lot of raid here, exactly how to make the cheshbon. I'll give you the simple cheshbon. The fast that the Eden did for 3 days was Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, Nisan. That means the first day of Pesach, they were fasting. Mordechai carried on fasting till the Gzera was bottled, because it says, V'yoshev Mordechai, Nesakev Tanisoi, he carried on fasting even after those days, until Haman disappeared from the scene. Why does it say Vayavo Mordechai as if only Mordechai fasted on Pesach? We said the fast was Yud Gimel Yud Dalet Tezvav. That means all of Klal Yisrael were fasting Tezvav. Why Vayavo Mordechai? There is a simple explanation, but this is the question of Rav Yonis and Eibeshitz. So he says, when did Esther go in to invite Achashverosh and Haman to the party? Kepshutoi Lefidus Cheshbon, again without elaborating. Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvov was the fast. Tezvov, Esther went in to invite Haman Achashverosh to come tomorrow. That means when was the sleepless night of Achashverosh? The night after Tezvov day, which is Tez Zayin at night. That means Leil Pesach Sheni. Leil, the second night of Pesach. Ask the Marsha, the world famous Kasha. We all know Balayla, Hahu, not the Doshnas HaMelech. That night, which night? The night of Pesach. Tezvov, according to the Cheshbon, it doesn't come out, it comes out second night Pesach. And we know it should be first night Pesach, because all the enemy kings can't fall asleep first night Pesach. Paro couldn't fall asleep, he was in pyjamas. And the same thing happened to Achashverosh. There was something in the air about Laila Kiyom Yoy, it was sort of an element of day that night, not for the Rosha, but that much that he couldn't sleep that night. So, what's going on? Says the Yaros Tavash, according to Ramban that we mentioned at the beginning. The Ramban says that Roy of Klal Yisrael, Anshe Knesset Gedolah, the Sanhedrin, the Nevi'im, they were back in Eretz Yisrael. He therefore says that they reverted back to Kiddush HaChodesh, they stopped using the calendar of Cheshbon, and they went back to Kiddush HaChodesh with the Eidim coming to tell you what happened, you know, has the moon come, etc. So he says, Amori Dikachap, says like this. The Psukim that we're using to take our dates from, they're going according to what the people in Shushan thought. Now, the rule is, even if you do Kiddush HaChodesh with Eidim, the usual rule is, as we said, that Adar is a Chosah, 29 days. And there's normally no reason for it to be different Right? It shouldn't be like that, even if you Makatash HaKodesh al-Piriya. But it can be different if the Edom came late, etc. Says Rabbeinu and Eibeshitz that the Yidin and Shushan kept the calendar the way they thought it would be, that it would be Chasa. Adar would be Chasa. So, they fasted, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav, and Mordechai carried on even after that. However, in truth, Hashem put in the lave of the Chachomim in Yerushalayim to be Ma'aba Chodesh Adar and give it 30 days. Therefore, every date is pulled back a day, and therefore Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvav is actually Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet. Comes out the Klal Yisrael did not fast Leil Pesach, and this was in order that Klal Yisrael shouldn't fast Leil Pesach. It also comes out that Esther went in to Achashverosh, Yud Dalet in the day, and Tezvav by night was the sleepless night. It also comes out that only Mordechai ended up fasting Leil Pesach. Vayavoy Mordechai. Mordechai was fasting, no one else. The Rambam, there's a Pirush HaMiyuchas to the Rambam, I'll read you his words. V'oisoi Laila of Nododosh Nasa Melech, Hoyolel Shisho Oso Lemoilad, was the 16th according to the Cheshbon. V'lel Cha Misho Oso Lefi Ha'ra'iyah. But according to how they actually set the dates, was the 15th. So you have a Rambam, the Be'erach says this. So here we see, a second time, we saw in Tos Yontov already, how times have changed. When things are done according to the Re'iyah, Yudala can be Chal on Shabbos. When things are done according to the Cheshbon, Yudala can't be Chal on Shabbos. And here again we see, that the goings on in Shushan was due to Al-Piyah Cheshbon, but the real goings on was Al-Piyah Re'iyah. I want to come to one more Shaila, Halachic Shaila, relevant to Rosh Chodesh and all of this. In Simen Tov Reish Pei Ches, it's Mavua that if Purim is Chal on Shabbos, meaning Tezvav, then when do you make the Suda, the Minig is on Sunday? Why? The Beis Yosef brings, as we mentioned earlier, that it says you have to make it Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. Shabbos is already Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. So if you push it off to Sunday where you're making it, where the Beis Yosef is making it Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. The question is, in Simen Tov Yud Tes, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, there we find that the halacha is that the Suda Rosh Chodesh, there's a Suda Rosh Chodesh, and if it's Chal on Shabbos, what do you do? Says the Mishnah Berurah. You make the Suda on Shabbos, you just add something extra. Now that Yerushalmi that says you're not meant to make the Purim Suda on Shabbos, says it in the same breath, in the same line, that you're not meant to make the Suda Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos for the same reason. So why the discrepancy? Why with regards to Purim, we say push it off to Sunday, and with regards to Rosh Chodesh, we keep it on Shabbos, and we just add the food. So the Minchas Elazar brings that when we have on Shushan Purim, there's a minhag to make a Suda, even in Yudalad areas, to commemorate Shushan Purim. So let's say when it's Purim Mishulash, and we're going to do a Sunday Shushan Purim. When are you going to celebrate in Chutzar at the Shushan Purim? You're going to have to wait till Sunday day. Yeah, it's a whole over Shabbos, till Sunday day, because it's the time that you make the Purim Suda. You don't make a Purim Suda at night. Chaim Kanievsky has a different take. Very interesting. He says like this. With this question, we ask, why is Sudas Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, when you're not meant to make Mishnah V'Simcha on Shabbos? Masha Enkein, Sudas Purim of Yerushalayim, you push off to Tezvav. He says like this. Sudas Rosh Chodesh nowadays is just a Zeichel Adovo. Because the Emeser Kiddush HaChodesh is Al-Pi Ha'Ra'iyah and Al-Pi Cheshbon. And Memela, since it's a Zeichel Adovo, we don't have to do such a big Suda. And even you can do it on Shabbos. You're not making it Simcha, it's already Simcha anyway. Doesn't matter. It's only a Zeicha, just add a food. However, Purim of Tezvav, they push their Suda off. They can't do it Shabbos because it's anywhere Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. They push it off to Sunday. Why? Because it's an Emes Simcha. So they got to do it on Sunday. Says Ruchan Knievsky, but those in Chutz Aretz in place of Yudala that are commemorating Shushan Purim, it's just a Zeicha L'Dovah. Like Suda Rosh Chodesh, it's not Emes thing. So they can do it on Shabbos. Right? Just like Suda Rosh Chodesh. Because that's the Emes time of Tezvav, i.e. they're not making Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, it's anyway Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, it doesn't matter, they're just doing a Zeichel Adovah. So just add epis of food for commemoration of Shushan Purim, like we do for Kiddush HaChodesh, Rissa Piyah Cheshbon, and not Ariya.